Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, we celebrate a feast, the Passion of St. John the Baptist. What does that mean, the Passion of St. John the Baptist? This is what Pope Emeritus Benedict said. The task set before John the Baptist as he lay in prison was to become blessed by this unquestioning acceptance of God's obscure will, to reach the point of asking no further for external, visible, unequivocal clarity, but instead of discovering God precisely in the darkness of this world and of his own life, and thus becoming profoundly blessed. It's the paradox. It's the contradiction. John was closer to the Lord than he had ever been, and here he was in a cell and was about to be beheaded. It was dark and alone. And you can think, I gave my whole life for God. And look at my situation. Does God know? Does God care? Does God hear me? John the Baptist knew that he needed to accept and did. What about in our own lives? The challenges and difficulties we face that sometimes overwhelm us. We don't know where to go. Just bow down. Say, Lord, you can bring life out of anything. You can bring life out of this situation. Do with me what you want, and I will trust you, even in the darkness. That's the goal. Takes a while to get there, but that's the goal. God then is free to reveal himself more to us when he sees that we're willing to follow him. The opening prayer, O God, who willed that St. John the Baptist should go ahead of your Son, both in his birth and in his death, grant that as he died a martyr for truth and justice, we too may fight hard for the confession of what you teach. If I'm a Christian, and it's getting harder to be a Christian in today's world, am I willing to stand for what I believe? I don't have to get up on a podium. I don't have to shout through a microphone, but am I in thought, word, and deed ready to confess clearly who I am and to whom I belong? Pope Emeritus Benedict said this, he must increase, this was John the Baptist, he must increase and I must decrease. And Pope Benedict says, we will know God to the extent that we are set free from ourselves. The more you can think of God and his plan over your need, your wants, your desires, your hopes, and your plan, once you can put his on top, you're going to be in a place of great freedom. It will come. It takes a while to get there, and don't be discouraged. You want God to prove that you can trust him, but God has given us all kinds of proof. It's our choice now, our decision now. John the Baptist had to make that decision several times, and once right before he was executed, that in that darkness, the seeming loss, failure, everything done for, to trust God even then. So how much do you trust God? The first reading is from the prophet Jeremiah in chapter 1. Verses 17 to 19, the word of the Lord came to me thus, gird your loins, stand up and tell them all that I command you. Be not crushed on their account as though I would leave you crushed before them. For it is I this day who have made you a fortified city. Those who follow the Lord will make you a fortified city, a pillar of iron, a wall of brass against the whole land. Against Judah's kings and princes, against its priests and people. They will fight against you, but not prevail over you, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord, to deliver us from everlasting torment, from everlasting hell, into the fullness of the glory of heaven. If we follow him, we can be assured that God will save us no matter what the external circumstances are. No matter what, we can be sure. If we follow him. Psalm 71 says, I will sing your salvation. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me, deliver me, incline your ear to me. Save me. Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. For you are my rock and my fortress. O my God, rescue me from the hand of the wicked. For you are my hope, O Lord, my trust, O God, from my youth. On you I depend from birth. From my mother's womb, you are my strength. Make that psalm yours, Psalm 71. Pray it. My mouth shall declare your justice, day by day your salvation. O God, you have taught me from my youth. Until the present, I proclaim your wondrous deeds. Saints have gone before us, have done that for us. And we're called to be a saint too. We're called to be a saint. So I'm going to take the gospel today from Mark 6, verses 17 to 29, the gospel is taken from the Passion of St. John the Baptist. There is the regular daily readings for today, but I'm drawing somewhat on the readings for John the Baptist, especially here when I look at the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 17 to 29. Herod was the one who had John the Baptist arrested and bound in prison, on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. John had said to Herod, look at the courage of John here. It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And Herodias harbored a grudge. This is the wife now. Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. See, that's what our anger can do to us. It can have fatal consequences. That's why we need our anger under the authority of Jesus Christ, so that it can be used for the right reasons, in the right direction, at the right level. Only God can teach us that. Only God's Holy Spirit can retrain, so to speak, our anger muscles to turn us in the right direction. You keep asking God to do that, especially if you have a problem with the temper. Keep asking God, Lord, let my temper come under your authority. Let my temper be governed by your word and by your truth. Teach me. And then rededicate your anger to God. Every day just say, Lord, I could get angry about this and about that and about the other thing. I want my anger to be only directed to what is sinful and what is righteous, that I might follow you and help others to follow you. Anger doesn't have to be shouting and screaming and kicking. Anger can lead to a very, very clear decision, whether it's a decision to hate somebody or kill somebody, or whether it's a decision to follow the Lord more closely. Lord, I want you to rule my life, not my anger. Lord, I want you to show me the path, not me. Lord, I want you to show me what I should be angry about and what I shouldn't. Put it all before him, and he'll change you for the better. So Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, which is about the worst fruit of anger and jealousy and hatred. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and kept him in custody. Herod feared him. He knew. He heard the truth. He didn't want to accept it. He didn't want to believe it because it would make too many changes and be too difficult. And he knew Herodias wouldn't be on board. So he didn't want to do it. But he feared John. In other words, he had a great respect for John. Knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, he kept him in custody. So when he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. Do you see, that's often the case, brothers and sisters. When you're speaking into a situation, you're speaking truth. I remember somebody at a conference, a man, came up to me afterwards and he said, "I don't like what you say, but I can't stop listening." I wanted to say to him, "Oh, you're just like Herod," but of course that would have been the worst thing I could have said. But it is true. When you hear the truth, something is touched in your heart and you're drawn to it even while you realize that it's convicting you of some kind of sin. Well, choose to be convicted because you're going to be set free. You choose to hold on to your anger and you're just going to be bound more tightly. Give it up. Again, the gospel tells us when he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. She, Herodias, had an opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, his military officers, and the leading men of Galilee. Herodias' own daughter came in and performed a dance that delighted Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, look at that, he's just enamored. He's probably caught up in some level of temptation. She's probably tempted him mightily. And the king said to the girl, "Ask of me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you." Know how you say something and afterwards you wish you could pull it back, but you say it in the excitement of the moment. "Ask of me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you." He even swore many things to her. "I'll grant you whatever you ask of me, even to half of my kingdom." Oh, my goodness. He certainly was caught up in a web, wasn't he? She went out and she said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" And she replied, "The head of John the Baptist." She used her daughter to accomplish such evil. When we're bound in sin, we don't see anymore. Even the care of a mother for a child is gone. She just wants what she wants. The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made her request. "I want you to give me at once, on a platter, the head of John the Baptist." The king was deeply distressed. But because of his oath and the guests, he'd lose face. And the guests, he did not wish to break his word to her. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back his head. He went off and beheaded him in the prison. So here's John in the darkness. Was it all worth it? Did I do the right thing? And he's executed. And he brought in the head on a platter and gave it to the girl. And the girl, in turn, gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. What happened? We don't know. What happened to Herod? What happened to the girl? What happened to her mother when they saw John the Baptist's head on a platter? A rather gruesome, gory thing. Brothers and sisters, don't let sin get hold of you. Turn to Jesus. May God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.